We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Happy Friday, everybody. 10:34 here on KMBZ. So there was a new report out, a new study out, looking at whether there was a correlation between how much money you make and the extent to which you socially distanced. Researchers from University of California, Davis, looked at mobility data from SafeGraph, Place IQ, and Google Mobility. They looked at it initially between January of this year and April of 2020 to determine whether the amount that people have traveled outside of their homes during the pandemic varies by income. And so they did this looking at the tracker on your phone, the GPS on your phone, to see if there was a correlation between the two. And I'll be honest, when I initially saw the headline, I couldn't predict which way this was going
to
go.
I was just about to ask you that. I mean, if you had to guess, I mean, because I did the same thing. I was like, all right, what is my preconceived notion of this story, and right, how well does it jibe with the results? You couldn't come up with any particular direction you thought it would go.
Because both sides make sense, okay? And before we tell you the results of this, and if you want to weigh in on this study about, you know, what you think the theories are here, 5767798, because the study just gave the results of who was more mobile and who was not. It didn't get into possibilities, although I think they make sense based on what they said. On one side, you could argue that the wealthier are more likely to be mobile because maybe they're not taking social distancing as seriously. Maybe they're feeling a little more entitled. Maybe they, you know, have second homes that they can go to. You know, they have,
they have
the luxury ability of being able to be mobile. Right.
Yeah. They have the means to do it.
Right. The means to do it is absolutely correct. On the other side, you could argue that the wealthier are more likely to stay home because one of their incomes maybe is high, you know, significantly high enough that you can keep one person who is doing the virtual learning with the kids. Maybe they do jobs in tech that are more likely to be able to do from home. Whereas if you're lower income, maybe you're not going to.
And you're more likely to be able to get anything you want sent to your house. You don't have to go out. It's easier the more money you have to not have to go out than it would be if you are poorer.
Yeah. So you can kind of see it from both sides, which is why I love stories like this. Here's what they found is that there is definitely a correlation, and it wasn't just with COVID-19. They looked at it also when Mexico City was dealing with H1N1 in 2009. The exact same result happened. So what they found was that the more money you make, the more likely you are to socially distance. So it's the second part of what we found. So their findings were that before the COVID-19 outbreak, mobile device location pings show that the wealthiest were the most mobile and the poorest were the least mobile. But after states issued stay-at-home orders and started closing non-essential businesses in March and April to flatten the curve, the wealthiest were the ones most likely to stay put, and the poorest continued to leave their homes the most. It was a complete, complete reversal, and not by a little bit.
Yeah, and that was the funny thing to me about this, is that it shifted like it did. You know what I mean? That at one point, the story was one way, and then you see those lines cross on the graph, and all of a sudden, you know, it's not the same way anymore. And I don't know why that would be. And maybe, again, it was a matter of because later on, the people that are in the upper quintiles, the upper income quintiles, are the ones that are going out more. And it was the other way around. They're the ones that are staying at home more. But early on, it was the ones who were in the lower income quintiles that were staying home. So it just crossed. So the better... So the more wealthy you were, the better you were able to deal with it and the better able you were to stay at home and do so longer.
So MarketWatch is where I've got the story out of. I looked at the actual study. It gets into too much math and I'm not smart enough to deal with all that. So I'm just looking at the MarketWatch story about it. What they said was perhaps the most obvious reason is that lower income workers are less likely to have the option to work from home compared to upper and middle class workers. Less than 30% of workers overall can work from home, and low wage workers have the least flexibility of all, which makes perfect sense when you think about what kinds of jobs pay less, like servers or retail or just some of those minimum wage jobs. Are more likely to be the kinds of things where you have to work in person and are less reliant on technology. Some of those lower wage jobs are more likely to be customer service that you have to go do in person, and those pay less. So that was all about their theory.
Yeah. And again, the less you're able to stay at home for one reason or another, the less you're going to. I mean, people got to eat. So it does kind of go the way that you would expect if you put it in those terms. But it seems like there shouldn't be a disparity at all. You know, I understand that there has to be. I understand the reasons behind it. But you would hope that people would have the ability to stay home wherever they could.
Well, it stinks because you never want to see risk of disease based on your socioeconomic status.
Right.
And I'm not naive enough to know that that doesn't already happen. But what stinks about this, and we can get into in a second, some of the racial disparities also, because some of this blends together when you talk about poverty and that kind of thing. There is a correlation between all of that. But it does stink because what it means is that people who make less because they work in some of these lower wage jobs were more at risk for getting COVID-19 because they had to go to those jobs because those places didn't close. Grocery stores stayed open. I mean, some retail closed and restaurants closed, but grocery store jobs and some of those essential services that had to stay open and had to stay open in person were being worked by people making less. And it stinks that because for whatever reason, education level or opportunity or whatever the reason was, it stinks that the less money you make puts you more at risk for a disease. I don't like that our system is set up that way.
You know, and it also, I mean, every place that you see a rise, you can attribute that same thing to people who just have to go out because, initially it was based on, we were looking at factors like population density. Well, population-dense places tend to also be lower income.
Right.
So it all works together.
Yeah, I need to look up the stats, but I thought I saw the headline this morning, and I've seen it before. We're making some generalities, and we know it.
Yep.
But I think I've seen the stats about there being a connection to... between, minority races. Well, I don't know if it's a minority race, but blacks and Hispanics are getting COVID-19 at a higher rate than some of the other ethnic groups. And I look at this study and go, well, is there a correlation between who works low-wage jobs that were essential that had to stay open and who is getting COVID-19? And you think there must be.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, it makes complete sense when you see it play out on the street. Again, that's where the proof is you look at what's already happened and the numbers that we're already seeing jibe with this quite well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.